The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I believe this is Back to the Future, Jimmy. Am I right?
You are correct.
I love Back to the Future. What's today? The anniversary of what?
That it was released in theaters 40 years ago.
The original Back to the Future?
Yes,
or one or two or three? The first one. Wow.
That's great with film. Michael J. Fox, right?
Yeah, Michael J. Fox. Yeah.
And Doc with the hair.
Doc Brown. I like him a lot. Yeah. He's a good man.
DeLorean.
Got to get to 88 DeLorean. Miles per hour.
What was the bully's name? Biff?
Biff.
Hey, man, I think Biff got a bad rap. He was just aggressive. Biff had him. He had him a fine one, though. Now, whatever you want to say about Biff,
yeah. I mean, has there ever Biff is like not an intimidating name? Like, I hear Biff, and I'm like, yeah, guy's a jabroni.
Come on over. We can settle this like men.
We're on agreement,
Fox,
though.
About 97 pounds, though.
Yeah. We're on agreement, though. Back to the Future 3 is the best Back to the Future. We all agree with that?
I don't think I've seen the third one.
What?
Yeah, I'll be honest with y'all. It wasn't a black people movie. We didn't really get into Back to the Futures.
What? You didn't get into Back to the Futures? Why not?
No, we don't really like to go back that far. Because now, you know, the situation we were in, I like to stay past 1975 because, you know, Jim Crow ended in 63. I don't want to go way back.
Yeah,
you know, I know, let's stay in there. Let's go further in the future. Let's future. Yeah. I want to go future to the future.
I don't love that a sentence involving Jim Crow elicited a giggle from me, to be honest. I don't love that.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with anything Crowder said. Appel, Jimmy, any arguments from either of you?
Nope.
Part two is the best one.
No.
What year was that in, Jimmy? 50?
To see that Back to the Future 3 is so well rated on Rotten Tomatoes. It's just under 80%. Normally, like, sequels and third movies kind of flame out and people hate them.
I'm telling you, that's the best one. I'm telling you, they go back to the old West. Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
I bet you enjoyed that. Solana, you want me and you to get in the DeLorean and go back to the old West? I wouldn't be comfortable.
Listen, I don't think they would like a guy named Alejandro Solana who was Jewish either. So.
We wouldn't be, the whole movie would be us hiding in a cave. That movie would suck.
The Marlins won today. We're going to talk with Kyle Seeloff. See, here's why I like Kyle Seeloff. He's proof that us radio guys, we can make it on TV. Just comb your hair, put on a sport coat. Appel, sorry. I know you don't qualify with the combing of the hair part.
I mean, I do my beard.
But Crowder, like, make your hair look nice, put on the sport coat, and you're good. You're good. I mean, this Seeloff looks great on TV, man. I mean, he's obviously sounds great. That's why he got the job. And he knows baseball. There was never any denying that. But somebody making the jump from radio to TV, like, they've also kind of have to look the part, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I would push back on this because I watch a lot of TV and there's the Kornheisers and the Windhorst. And like, I don't think it's about appearance. I think it's about knowledge.
Well, I remember I had Kyle on right before the season started when I was filling in for you guys. And I asked him about the wardrobe and how much the wardrobe had to be expanded. So I'm curious if there's an update now that we're like right past the halfway point or about halfway point of the season.
If he had, you think he has like a stylist?
He told me he went to like JCPenney and got one of the stylists there to help him out with some shirt tie combinations and suit combinations. Huh. Look, you can only repeat the same combination so many times. I would imagine the wardrobe's expanded a little bit since then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's nice. The update we're going to look for here.
Okay.
Who cares about Augustine Ramirez and Kyle Stowers and the youngest team in baseball winning 9 out of 10 games? I want to know about Kyle's wardrobe.
Well, I'm looking forward
Zara.
To it.
When I go on TV, I go to Zara.
Not always have Crowder money.
Me too, though. I go to Zara too. But Crowder and I look very different on TV. We're just shopping in different sections of Zara, I believe.
No, we're not. We are not shopping in different sections. I get that $170 suit. Looks nice, though. Yeah. You know what it is? It's the beautiful face and the large shoulders in my suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't know about that. I would disagree with that. All right.
Shaped like a 13-year-old.
there's so many things I want to get to. All right. Let's start here. Hot dog eating contest is tomorrow. And I have the odds, and I want to read you guys like a little preview for it. But famously on this show, Crowder revealed, this is years ago, that he'll eat, like you go out fishing, right, Crowder? And you'll eat hot dogs right out of the packet.
Disgusting.
Yeah. It's
right.
They're cooked already. Yeah. It's like Vienna sausage, a hot dog. It's just already cooked meat. You can eat it.
Yeah. There's something disgusting. Different, though, because Vienna sausages come in a can. But, anyways, Crowder said this. Hawk couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And then out of nowhere, we found out that, like, this is a thing. People do this. They'll go on fishing trips. Like, people consume these hot dogs straight out of the package without cooking them because they're cooked already. They come cooked already. Well, today I found an article released yesterday on MASH.com. Eating hot dogs right out of the package. Safe or risky? The experts tell us. Mm. And man, Crowder, you were 100% right about this. According to the USDA, to be sold as a hot dog, wiener, or frankfurter in the United States, the meat must be pre-cooked or smoked. This means it doesn't pose all the same risks that come with eating a raw sausage or uncooked cuts of pork or chicken. Those need to be heated to appropriate levels to prevent food poisoning and kill potentially dangerous bacteria, parasites, and other unwelcome organisms that live in or on them. However, pay attention. It's still strongly recommended that you cook your hot dogs before eating rather than chowing down directly out of the package. That's because the production of processing of these hot dogs can introduce Listeria monocytogenes. I practiced that word several times today, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thank you very
Nailed
much.
It. Standard by it.
Which could even survive and grow at refrigerator temperatures. So, Crowder, you have Listeria monocytogenes just growing all inside of you.
This guy won't pick up his dog poop with a bag, but he'll eat raw hot dogs out of right out of the package.
Listen, man, I got a bottle of Listeria districtocene in my refrigerator. I put it on my hot dogs. I got a strong constitution.
I could tell, man, you got these monocytogenes everywhere, man. They're coming out of all your pores.
Encouraged to do this, encouraged, strongly encouraged. No, man, I've done it for you. I'm 42 years old. I've eaten hundreds of hot dogs out of the plastic. You're good to go. I'll even bring buns. Think about it. Bring hot dogs, bring buns, bring some mustard, some ketchup, throw it in the bun. It's just, and you lay it on the deck of a boat for 20 minutes. It warms up in the sun. Cook it in the sun. Hmm. That's God's oven.
I'm going to throw up.
Appel has, I'm telling you, man, Appel. Yeah,
that's God's oven.
Appel has a, Crowder, didn't you warm something up on your dashboard? What was it, man? What?
Fried shrimp.
Fried, this guy.
I had some shrimp at the old station. It got cold. I took it out during break. It was one of them hot summer days. I put it in my dashboard, let it warm up for 2 segments, went back and got it, ate the hell out of it. God's oven.
Crazy, man. I told you guys
how I feels about it.
I told you guys I will. That, you know, I've been doing the shows from home the past couple days since Hawk's been off or whatever. And I built this studio I in my new house. And I found out this week that I like doing the show more just in my living room. I'm just in my living room right now. And I bought a type of mic that, you know, it allows me to be anywhere, and it just sounds like a good quality mic. I don't sound echoey, even though I'm in an echoey room, I think. And if I do sound echoey, then Jimmy, you're not doing a good job over there. No, but I just realized that I like doing it better like this. And here's a problem. I'm very close to my kitchen. I'm basically in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. So every segment, well, what do? I walk over to the kitchen and I'm just eating stuff. I was just going to town on some gummy bears. I mean, I just don't stop eating while I'm doing the show.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In my living room, and I think that's why I like it so much.
And now, also with this setup, we have a great view of the plants that block your television. Yes, no joke.
There is
a plant there that goes halfway up the screen.
Is that not the goofiest thing in the world? I've noticed that over the last couple of days. Let me put a big-ass bamboo shoot in front of my TV. That's crazy.
How about we move the shorter one to the inside and the bamboo tree to the outside?
This is my life, though. Like, I don't even think my fiance is trolling me anymore. I think she just legitimately finds that plant. She's like, oh, this will look good right here. And I've told her, I'm like, are you doing this for the bit? And she's like, no. I mean, she thinks that is an appropriate way to design the TV stand with plants in front of the TV. That has been there 3 days.
I mean, when you guys watch Love Island tonight, all you're going to be seeing is between makeouts is that bamboo tree that's right smack dab in the middle of your tree of your TV.
Crowder, I don't know if you deal with this. You gave Appel some great fatherly advice, and I'm engaged. Yeah. Maybe you can give me some marriage advice because you and Asia are happily married. And like, what's up with the plant stuff? All of a sudden, like women enter their late 20s, early 30s. And they want to be plant mommies, plant mamas, whatever the hell it is. Like, what? Somebody explain this to me. Somebody study it and get back to me. Why?
It's simple, Solana. I don't know if it's natural or if she's giving you signs, but it's funny you called it a plant mommy. Because if she was a mommy, she would hell with them plants. I have a baby to take care of. So since, you know, you really, I don't know if you're able to make children, but she's trying to give you signs that she's ready to take care of something living. And maybe you might want to start working a little harder because that bamboo shoot is dead when a baby comes.
A plommy.
A plommy.
Plant mommy.
Yeah, plum, man. We got you.
Yeah.
We got you.
No, I'm telling you, just have a child and see how many of these indoor plants and they name them and all. I know, I understand it. Have a child and see how many of them survive.
Great. Just like.
Do they have names? Yeah.
I don't know. And then she's like, you got to talk to them. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? Solana, I got to talk to the plants. What?
Think about it. You've only slept 2 hour intervals for 10 days. You're going to go talk to that plant or you're going to take you a damn nap? I'm telling you these are little Solanas behind you. Little pseudo Solanas behind you. You need to figure it out.
That's a good point. No, that's a good point for sure.
Yeah.
So you're saying the key to solve all my problems.
Make a baby. Want me to send you a syllabus?
Do they have a how to make a baby for dummies? I mean, how do I?
Jimmy, make a phone call.
Hey, Jimmy, find a,
Find an OBGYN. Yeah, find an OBGYN, Jimmy.
Let's get him on a fertility clinic.
And it's funny because my, you know, my mother-in-law, stepmother, she comes down, and when she comes, she's, you know, 70 years old. She's retired, and she buys all these plants and puts them all around, and she waters them and puts fertilizer on them. She has a compost bin. She'll take, like, the leftover food from our dinner and put it in this bin so she can make better fertilizer for her plants. But she's 70 with no kids, and she's just chilling because she has time. Your fiancé has some time. That's why you start buying plants. You have time.
Here's the thing, though. No joke. Like, somebody texted in, hey, guys, I own Flamingo Road Nursery. I've been there, by the way, and I'd like to say you have a great nursery.
It's a mile from my house.
He says, plants became a big deal during COVID since people stayed home. It's not just women. It's also men. I agree. I'm not hating on the idea of, like, planting and having a garden and, you know, people grow their own tomatoes and they grow their own mangoes. And like,
my dad and stepmom do that. They have a whole garden in their backyard.
I'm cool with that. No joke. Like, I admire that. You have a hobby. You found something that you like to do. You get in touch with nature. But do it outside is my whole point. Like, I have a backyard. I bought a backyard. We've got room to grow plants and things, whatever she wants to grow. Like, do it outside. Why are we bringing wildlife inside? It doesn't make any sense to me. Just do it outside. Keep it outside.
Yeah. I don't look for more things to feed.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I got big. I'm a grown man, five human household. Like, I don't need plants. We got a fish and a dog. I don't like them. I gotta feed Nemo every morning. I gotta feed Nino every night. Like,
the fish stage for any kid is the worst. I feel bad for you. I was that kid who wanted an aquarium. I thought it was a cool. Oh, give me an aquarium, and then all of a sudden the fish gets the ick, and then now you're dropping these little droplets into the water every day to try to get rid of the ick, and then the fish is gonna die, and it's just a lonely life. The fish is living in there by itself. The aquariums. I'm sorry, Crowder. That sucks.
I do find it kind of ironic that Crowder is against finding more mouths to feed, but also sells three different types of spices for food in order to feed many other mouths when it's a comedian makes some money for you.
Business.
Yeah.
The entrepreneurship. It's a damn Nemo. I did the math.
First one sets the market.
It's like it's like a penny and a half a day to feed this fish. If I divide the bottle of fish food up, I don't like it.
That's crazy, man. All right. Let me just run through some headlines here. I wanted to get to McDonald's releasing a sandwich I know Channing Crowder is going to love based on past experiences. And the 14 new fast food items of 2025 ranked. But we just don't have time for that because we're going to talk a little bit of Marlins with Kyle Seeloff in the next segment. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen at Doral VW. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Marlins did win, by the way. So they're 2-1 on this 6-game homestand. Hey, Appel, is it possible that Gus Buss wins Rookie of the Year, NL Rookie of the Year?
I think it's incredibly possible if he keeps this up. I mean, he should be one of the front runners for it right now. And the good news is we can ask Kyle Seeloff what he thinks about it.
All right.
Because he sees Augustine every day. I mean, the guy didn't play with the big league club for the first, month of the season, and he's already up to 13 home runs. He's probably, besides Stowers, been the best hitter in the lineup, most powerful guy. Yeah. I mean, he's got as good a case as anybody right now.
The U.S. beat Guatemala in the Gold Cup last night, by the way. They'll play Mexico in the final Sunday at 7.
I love Moon.
Diego Luna. Yeah.
I mean, give me 11 Diego Lunas.
Bro, Diego Luna is a baller. I don't know if you said, for those of you who care, because his family is part Mexican. He was born in the U.S. If you're a U.S. men's national team fan and you want to see what Diego Luna said about that rivalry, I suggest looking it up. We don't have time to get to it, but It was cool. It was cool for sure. And speaking of soccer, there was some pretty sad news this morning. If you woke up and if you saw the news, Diego Jota and his brother, they were tragically killed in a car accident in Spain late last night over in Europe. dude's 28 years old, from Portugal, played for Liverpool, is really like a superstar in the EPL. So
just got married like 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, they have three kids. Just brutal, man. Just tragic, bro.
Yeah,
absolutely tragic. All right, your weather. Sorry to bring it to a dud.
No,
there.
No easy way to segue out of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. No easy way to segue. I mean,
terrible.
But yeah, man. Dude, literally is just had an incredible goal a couple weeks ago in the Nations League final for Portugal. Like, he's in the prime of his career and just brutal. All right, guys. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Right now, it is partly cloudy, some rain in South Florida. All across South Florida. Hopefully it's dried up by you and no rain tomorrow. That's what we're all hoping for. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the Marlins catch up after a win today. By the way, they beat the Minnesota Twins. Kyle Seeloff, the play-by-play TV broadcaster for the Miami Marlins, joins us next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Miami Marlins are on a tear. They won again today. 4-1, they beat the Minnesota Twins. And as we've said a couple times in the show today, They are making us pay attention to them in early July. So baseball's fun right now in Miami. Welcome back to the Hawkman Crowder and Solana Show Appel filling in for Hawk. And because of that, Kyle Seeloff is going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Kyle's the TV play-by-play voice of the Marlins on FanDuel Sports Network. He spent 12 years with the Marlins radio network as well. We had you on a couple times, Kyle, when you were the voice of the Marlins on the radio broadcast. And I was telling the guys earlier, this is why I genuinely appreciate you, that you are proof positive that us radio guys, hey, you comb your hair, throw on a sport coat. And then now you look like, I mean, you look like $1 million on TV, man. Like, whew.
Yeah, I'm also poor after a trip I made to Bloomingdale's like 3 months ago. So, like, there's some give and take here, guys.
How'd that go? By the way?
Josh said J.C. Penney's. Bloomingdale's and J.C. Penney's are two different things, Josh.
That's all the same. You go into the Bloomingdale's entrance, the J.C. Penney entrance of the mall.
That's what I thought, and I didn't realize what I was stepping into with a stylist when I ended up at a Bloomingdale's for the first time in my life.
So, bad. Kyle, I want to talk more about that, but I want to take advantage of that you're on, and the Marlins genuinely, they deserve some love right now. I'm one of these guys, and you know, you can say that, you know, my approach is lame, and you wouldn't be wrong. I'm one of these guys that for years, Marlins go on a nice little run. I'm like, oh, who cares? They're not gonna make the playoffs anyways. Like, I'm one of those prototypical fans that is just a curmudgeon. But right now, what the Marlins are doing to be able to separate everything else, the concerns fans have in the big picture, and look at, you know, the micro and what this group has been doing. Appel told us all season long, hey, this is a fun group. Like, we should be paying attention as a South Florida community. It's been fun over the past couple days, but even going back, I've been following your tweets. This group in itself has been a fun group to cover for the year, right?
They have been. And, you know, Josh is in one of our baseball group chats that we have. And I really do think this is the most excited I've been about a Marlins group since like the Yelich, Ozuna, Real Muto, Fernandez days. I think you need to go back 12 or 13 years, because when you think about those guys, they were young, but you could see like, oh, they're a little different, you know, like and obviously, you know, it's come to fruition. All of those guys, you know, obviously the Jose situation, but all those other guys, the Real Mutos, Ozunas, Yelich, Stantons, they've all gone on to have amazing careers, and they were kind of lumped together. They were, I mean, they played together for 4 or 5 years. And I just see some of that with this bunch. You know, Augustine Ramirez, it looks, it sounds a little different. It feels a little bit different. The kid shakes your hand and, you know, he feels like he's going to snap your hand in half, you know, accidentally. But it's, you know, it's weird though. And again, Josh, I know you and I have chatted about this a little bit. Like, this is a team that was 16 or 17 games under 500 a month ago. It's not so much about their record right now. And sure, they're within 7 games of .500. It would be a very impressive thing for this, the youngest team in baseball, to get back there. Like, it takes months when you dig yourself that kind of hole. But I think what people are subconsciously almost excited about is the future, because you can kind of see it again. I think that's the excitement. I really do. And yeah, we're all excited about what they're doing right now. They've won 9 of 10. What, like 14 of their last 19 games or whatever. Yeah. But I think what's exciting is you can see that in the trade deadline's coming and they're going to make moves, but there is a core again. There hadn't been for 10 years. And when you don't have a core, you just feel like it's a rudderless ship and you're sitting out there thousands of miles from where you're trying to get to. But I think what people don't even realize they're excited about, and give Peter Bendix a lot of credit for this, all of the guys, nearly all of them that played today, Ramirez, Stowers, Wagaman, Hicks, Norby, and Hill. Okay, you know, Derek Hill just came back. But the first five I just mentioned, all of a sudden it looks like these guys are real pieces to the future, and we just haven't had that. And it's exciting because not only are they a piece of the future, they're winning. And I thought Clayton McCullough had an amazing point the other day when we were chatting with him. And, you know, professional athletes are so different than the usual suspect to begin with. And there's always like a belief that every day you go to the clubhouse, you can win. But until you actually start to beat some teams, like you always believe you're going to win. Of course, you're a professional athlete. Like you're built differently. But like you have to start to see it. You have to start to reap some of the benefits for believing you're going to win. And Clayton said it started like 3 weeks ago when they were in Tampa. And he just felt like even though they lost the series, something had just felt like it clicked and these guys were playing for one another and they had a little identity and they're kind of scrappy and it's old school and it's not a ton of homers. Obviously, you get it with Ramirez, but it's just fun, man. It's really, really fun. I don't know where it goes. I don't know what they do at the trade deadline. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to the playoffs. They're seven games under, but damn, it's fun. It's fun to watch. You know, that's what's exciting.
Yeah. And Kyle, speaking of Clayton McCullough, does it take time? Like, is he figuring it out? Are you seeing moves he's making in that skipper role where this is the first time knowing him? You know, we had, what, Schumacher last year, and now we're seeing him, and, you know, they've had some injuries, but is he doing things that, you know, moving the lineup or making decisions where you're like, oh, he knows what the hell he's doing?
Well, he was moving the lineup because I think the first 84 games of the season, they had 84 different lineups, so he was good at that. But honestly, it's like as much as the players needed to be comfortable around one another and get to know each other and play together – you know, the coaching staff has to develop a relationship that doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't happen magically. The relationship and the rapport they're building with the front office, it has to kind of organically happen. They all have amazing relationships with one another, but you got to kind of feel out how each other works. I thought in the last couple of weeks too, and I'll run it by Clayton when I see him tomorrow, you know, they have all these amazing analytical metrics at their disposal. And I get it. A lot of teams use it. I know it's been a big selling point with Peter and the Rays way and analytics and Moneyball. That's how you're going to win. I have felt like in recent weeks, they are starting, and kind of to your point in question, they're starting to digest all this information, find the appropriate ways to use it while also managing with a little feel. And, you know, early on in the season, if there was a guy on third with less than two outs, the infield was in. Didn't matter unless it was a 10-0 game. Just in. You know, we haven't seen this much. They play back a little bit. They play for double play. You know, he's given a little bit more rope to the starting pitchers. Really, in the last month or so, it just feels like, and it takes time, but organically, the team is playing well together, and I think they have an understanding that, like, oh, a good chunk of us are going to be here for a while together. We're going to play with each other, and this is fun to win. And the manager's getting more comfortable. You know, Clayton McCullough had never managed before in the major leagues. He did in the minor leagues. He was on an amazing staff with superstars in Los Angeles. You know, he had his set responsibilities, but, like, it's a different beast in Miami. You have to win on the margins every night. To me, this weekend, we can get into it. It's going to be very telling. The Brewers, I think, are the perfect model for the Marlins. I know everybody says the Rays way, but the Brewers is, like, the model you should follow. But, yeah, I think everybody's just growing together, and it takes time. And the last thing that Marlins fans want to display after years is patience, and that's understandable. Nobody wants to be patient anymore. Everybody wants to win, and there's a winner in town in the Panthers. And, well, I guess there was some patience involved, but once you get there, it's like, heck yeah, you know? So it's going to take a little bit more time, but to see them rewarded like this in the dog days of summer when it can either go one or two ways, especially with a young team. If you're losing – and this time of the year rolls around with the deadline coming around, sometimes you see young teams just hit the panic button and, you know, the show's over. But it's just really cool to see what they're doing.
I mean, July 3rd, they're even in the standings with the Atlanta Braves. Everybody thought that was going to happen. And, hey, I mean, you mentioned the Brewers series. Marlins are 6.5 out of the wild card. Brewers, one of the teams they're chasing. I mean, it's a big series. But one of the reasons why they've been so good over the last month, Edward Cabrera seems like he's finally putting it together. Kyle Stowers, there cannot have been anybody that saw this coming from him this season. I'm curious, as someone who's around the team every day with those two guys, what have you seen and what have you heard from the coaching staff and the guys in the front office where you're like, okay, this makes sense that they're having these types of seasons?
Well, I guess we'll start with Stowers, and I don't think anybody saw this coming, Josh. I mean, it felt like when they made the trade last year, by the way, at the moment, the trade appears to be working out for both sides. Yeah. Trevor Rogers has gotten off the canvas after he got knocked unconscious, and he's pitching extremely well again in the major leagues. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Good but point. I think when they made the deal, it was Norby who played well down the stretch. There was a ton of swing and miss with Stowers. Every elevated fastball, he had a hole in his bat. And he came into the season. I guess confidence goes a long way, and so does experience. And again, it comes back to being patient, letting these guys grow in the major leagues and providing them with the confidence and the support and the resources to be like, hey, we trust you. You know, we believe in you. I could imagine as a professional athlete, like if you just get told over and over again that we believe in you, it probably goes a long way. And I think that's what this staff does really well, by the way. They just, they love on you a little. They hug you when you need it. They slap you on the rear end when you need it. They don't harp on mistakes, which over the course of 7 months in baseball, mistakes happen every day. They don't like just hammer it home where it just gets exhausting and you don't want to come back to the field. But I'll tell you what's most impressive about Stowers to me. It wasn't the start. It's that it looked like we were starting to see the guy from last year, and that was maybe the guy, and maybe the start was the anomaly. But he's totally turned it around again.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a couple of strikeouts today, I guess, but you know, he's a young kid. You don't know what you have. And I think they may actually be finding out that, oh, we got an everyday guy. Like, he snapped out of a month-long funk, and he appears to be the Marlins All-Star representative. I think Augustine should be there, too. That's a different story. Edward Cabrera. Baseball is one of those funny games, man, where, like, if you stick with somebody long enough, sometimes they figure it out. And he's the perfect case, as maddening as it was for 3 or 4 years, where he would tickle you, he would tease you once a month, which makes it so you just can't let it go because you know it's there. And, you know, now it's 2.5 months. You know, I think he's one of the guys that all the analytics have really registered. That's another guy that Clayton McCullough has talked about just hugging him and loving him and telling him that they believe in him. I know there's a lot more that goes into just telling somebody you love him, or else I guess we could all just go play. But they just trust him. And he believes in himself. He has confidence in himself because it was clear it wasn't there for a long time. You just didn't know. Every time he would walk a guy in the second inning, it was over. Like, it was crazy. But he's turned a corner, and it happens in baseball. And it's just hard to be patient. But if you can do it, you start to reap some of the rewards and the benefits of it.
Kyle Seeloff, again, TV play-by-play broadcaster for the Miami Marlins on FanDuel Sports Network. So tomorrow, Independence Day, Marlins are at home. Later game, how many hot dogs will you eat in honor of Joey Chestnut returning for the mustard belt prior to your broadcast tomorrow, Kyle?
Yeah, probably none. I'm having a hard time laying off the peanut M&Ms.
They're addicted.
Every time we come back home, you know, I Peloton, I lift a weight here and there. I can't tell you, I'm just a regular. I'm a weekend warrior. And I always tell myself, you know, don't fall off the wagon. Well, I did it again this homestand. The first day, I was like, just drink water, maybe have an apple. Nope. Yesterday, showtime. I saw those peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
It was
so good. So good.
A green light. It was all systems were a go.
Yeah.
Yep. So probably no hot dogs, though, but some peanut M&Ms for sure.
Wow. Kyle, we were talking in the last segment about how Crowder has a history of eating hot dogs right out of the package without cooking them. Mm-hmm. I think that's psychotic. Apparently, it's okay to do, but also you can get diseases from it. Where do you stand on eating hot dogs directly out of the package?
You know, I might toss it in the microwave to burn off any bacteria for 20 seconds, but I guess they do come in a manner. You know, there are people out there that just eat like raw, like meat, like
disgusting.
Yeah.
Like
hamburger meat. That's wild. That's freaky behavior. You got to be into that to do that. But
I think that's what Mike is now.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know if I would do that, but it's good to know in a pinch that if I needed, you know, a hot dog, just rip open the package and get after it for a second. Are they good cold?
Well, they're hot. They're cold hot dogs, but it's beef jerky. There's Slim Jims. There's hot dogs. There's, you know, Vienna sausages. It's just pre-cooked meat.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about the Vienna sausage. But if you give me a Slim Jim, it just feels different when it hits my fingers. Right, you know, yeah. I'm just like, this is meant to be eaten right now.
Because the cold hot dog out of the package, it's slimy almost. There's something. Oh,
God. Yeah,
that's for sure. You get slimy hot dogs?
Nah, they're a little slimy. They're a little slimy. Kyle Seeloff, enjoy your peanut M&Ms this weekend. My favorite of the M&M variety, by the way, the peanut M&M.
Oh, yeah.
Some people go, some people go like pretzel now. They have the pretzel M&Ms.
Yeah. No, don't get cute. Just it's the gold medal. If you want to win a gold medal, just get your paws on some peanut M&Ms.
The gold standard, man. This is why I love Kyle Seeloff. Again, watch him. FanDuel Sports Network. He is the TV play-by-play broadcaster for the Miami Marlins. You can catch him at Bloomingdale's as well. Kyle, thank you so much, man. Seriously.
I wish. See you, fellas. Great to chat with you.
Thanks, Kyle.
There you go. That was fun. Look at that. Look at that, Appel. Little Marlins talk, man.
Oh, Kyle.
Appel, there's no difference between JCPenney and Bloomingdale's?
I'm just thinking about it because you pull up to the mall and there's like four entrance points. It's Macy's, it's JCPenney, and it's Bloomingdale's and whatever third or fourth, Nordstrom's, the fourth one. I just feel like they're all similar stores.
Bro.
No. Oh, Jack. You can spend $100 in JCPenney. You go on $1,000+ in Bloomingdale's.
Hey, Crowder, this guy only goes to Lululemon. You can tell. Actually, because Bloomingdale's and JCPenney, it's like going to the world's most expensive pharmacy and the dollar store.
Look,
what are you talking about?
I went to the mall last weekend, and I think, unfortunately for me, I've outgrown Lululemon. Like, there's nothing there that like appeals to me anymore. I have every color of the dry sense, and nothing else like fits me right. So the new store that's costs $1 billion per clothing article, Travis Matthew. I'm a Travis Matthew guy now, and I'll go spend $70 on a shirt that's just blank and black from Travis Matthew every day of the week. Great quality.
I got some Lululemon shorts because it's all they had at the spa because I didn't have any swim trunks and I had to buy Lululemon swim trunks. $86.
Yep.
For some little bitty shorts that my little man's almost falling out the bottom because they're so short.
Mm-hmm. Congrats on that, by the way.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
I wish. All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up after this break.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.